action.
Oh, hey. Yeah, so now that I'm not working in the broadcast booth for the MLR, I needed another gig, and Adrian Balfour, owner of the Seawolves, gave me a job here on the farm, sweeping sheep shit.
Cut.
This is the Rugby Odds, where an unlikely pundit panel of a wordsmith, a WWE legend, a rugby star, and a supermodel scour the globe, seeking best bets and bad behavior. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, we deserve it. We were great last week, but that was last week, and this is this week, and we got to get back to business. And if you look in the sponsor opportunity green room, you'll see my colleagues, John Bradshaw Layfield, the WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby nut advocate, and King Gift A. Bailu, the inventor of words. And they know we have a full show. Sinelli Nohamba, say his name. Is Leinster that good? Are the Crusaders that bad? Timmy Touchdown tries. What's the deal with Connick? And the Irish legend slash lightning rod that is George Hook. John and Gift, 87 and 48 was our collective record. And we all had great weeks across the board. I'm not going to point out that I was one win better than John and two wins better than Gift because we all had stellar weeks. So I'm not going to bring that up. And that will get us right.
Let me ask you one simple little question. Did you get a hole in one this week at one of the world's most famous golf courses, Mid Ocean Club? And then the club had everybody sign the flag from the pin and give it to me. Did that happen to you? No, absolutely not. It's 301 yards. I hit a pigeon wedge right in the hole.
The old pigeon wedge in the hole trick.
That's almost as funny as your Bitcoin mining last week, which was the dumbest thing ever said.
Well, I did say the Sharks were going to win in the URC, and I did say that the LA franchise, Riflica, Rugby Football Club Los Angeles, was going to get their first win against Utah. So in your faces. In your faces.
You also said that the Crusaders were supposed to win, and you were so heavy on that. They're going to get their win back. They're about to go on a run.
Okay.
How wrong were you?
Okay.
Bam. How wrong?
Bam. Right. Boom. Maybe there's that. But Gift, you also picked.
They can't lose another one.
Gift, you said Connick was going to beat the Lions.
Hey, I'll take mine. I got the Fijian Drua correctly. That's all that matters to me.
King Gift and Bailu didn't say they can't possibly lose another one. Yeah, they can. If they lose another one, they'll lose another one.
Okay, well, I said the Sharks in L.A. were going to win. Okay, so there's
they'll
that.
Never go 0-5.
All right, let's.
Unless they lose their fifth game.
Let's get back to the show here. Any takeaways from last weekend across the board that caught your eye? John.
Yeah, Nala is unbelievable. Nala is a great team. Once you add, and the announcers pronounce his name both ways, Fido and Fido. But once you add that guy, the game changed.
But it's Fido.
I'm not going to trust you. You're from Bayonne School of Grammar.
Yeah, I just announced his name for 2 years.
Okay. So I'm going to trust one of the professionals to how they pronounce the gentleman's name. But you had Nala that was down a man, both halves, a red card and a yellow card. And that Fidal, first three tries, he was responsible for, or at least had a part of. That guy is an absolute game changer. Then you have number 14 on the other side. Nala is a team to be reckoned with. I was really impressed. I didn't know if they were good or just kind of had a good record. They're good.
Yeah, they were supposed to be that good last year. On paper, they were much improved, but it didn't gel. Then they made the coaching switch. Kane Thompson stepped down to become the assistant coach, the forwards coach. They're a team to watch. Gift.
The thing that really stood out the most for me, I mentioned it already, it was that Fijian Drua versus the Waratahs game. That was a game that gave me two recognitions. Number one, Fiji unleashed. I know it's something it's like saying the sky is blue, but in 15, we didn't really know. But Fiji unleashed is just ridiculous. That is just a rhinoceros that is all momentum going down and just crushes anybody. But the other catch 22 that I took from it was just that Fiji, when they have too much of a lead, they get cocky. And despite being able to be at home, like you almost let the game go away. Like, thank God the Waratahs bounced the ball off of the post.
And exciting rugby. Exciting rugby in Fiji. You got to love it, you know.
Heart attack. I know this from my Les Miles years of LSU, so this is very familiar territory.
All right, so I got royalty, and he's in a Lions uniform, and it's Sinelli Nohamba. because this guy.
I looked to see his name, didn't you?
No, I had to double check. I don't want to get the guy's name wrong because you're the guy that butchers everybody's names without any kind of conscience, but I'm different than that. And this guy has to be in the MVP conversations. He has completely made the Lions a legitimate threat. Going into Connacht and absolutely destroying Connacht. And he can play at 9, he can play at 10, he can play at 15. Wherever you put him on the field, he changes defensive strategies. The wooden spoon. How do we handle the wooden spoon this week? Well, we keep it in Wales. In an unprecedented move, we're giving it to Dragons. Dragons are absolutely awful. They're Welsh. They follow the Welsh national team. They get the wooden spoon.
Hey, but they're favored by 6.5 points this week against Zebre, which is inexplicable.
Where's the game?
It's in Wales because I'm telling you, the Kintetsu Liners, they're in those Dragon uniforms.
All right, fortunately for a lot of teams across the planet.
By the way, that means I'm taking Zebre.
All right, well, the Kintetsu Liners in the Japan Rugby League One are off next weekend. So fortunately, anybody that identifies with the Kintetsu Liners.
They're not off, they're in the Dragon jerseys.
Hey, they just played last week.
Bam. All right, let's take a break. We got to bring in George Hook, and we'll bring you guys back.
Yeah, George Hook!
Let's go, George!
Need a great price on a new vehicle? Sheehy makes it easy. Easy Price shows you our lowest prices on the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection. Find your best price online or at any of our 31 dealerships.
It's easy at Sheehy.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
All right, fellas, we got to bring in George Hook. Let's welcome in George Hook.
Let's go, George.
In difference to Mr. Leafy, I wore a similar type T-shirt, born in the same cheap shop.
You got it with a bowl of soup.
Hey, George, you'll love this. I got this T-shirt at Mid-Ocean Club in Bermuda. I got a hole-in-one this past weekend in Mid-Ocean.
Wow. I've never had a hole-in-one in my life.
I had to go in to buy free drinks, and the free cocktail party had just started, so I didn't have to buy one drink, and I got the hole-in-one. And that's why I got the Mid-Ocean shirt on.
It's just another reason I want to hit him in the face with a bag of nickels, but that's a whole different story. George, we discussed off camera the topics that we were going to discuss with you, and you hit me with the same quote that Marcus Reno, the second in command for General George Armstrong Custer, said, "I bow to your greater knowledge and experience." I don't know that I trust that advice, George, to be honest with you.
Well, okay. We've got some important things to talk about, though, to be fair.
We do. And let's get to them. Let's start with...
Wait a minute. We're talking about greater knowledge and experience. Of course, everybody is that compared to you, Matt. Where's King Gifted Bailu?
He just texted, "I have a massage that I forgot about at this particular time. I may or may not be back."
Only kings can do that.
That's the life and live an American in Brazil. That'll be the newest novel coming out. All right. So, George, Rodney Parade, home of the Dragons. What a farce this team is. It looked like the stadium was lit by candles and they got absolutely annihilated by the Bulls. Is the lighting to keep the fans from seeing the Dragons or to keep the opposing team in the dark so they have a shot? What's going on down there?
Well, you know, our last 5 or 6 weeks, we've been talking about Wales and the problems of Wales. It is not a surprise, therefore, that the constituent clubs in Wales should be in difficulty. And whether they got the lighting right, wrong, or indifferent, it's just because they're a mess. Four of the bottom six teams in the URC a Welsh team. So, I mean, any discussion about Welsh rugby has to be based on the fact that it is a total mess. And lighting this week is just another symptom of that mess. I mean, professional rugby is business. The difference between amateur rugby and professional rugby is professional rugby is a business. So if you're a business, you have to be organized, you have to have a strategic vision, you have to have financial planning, you have to have all those kind of things. The Welsh teams have none of that. So, you know, bad lighting is not a surprise, therefore.
Is there a path forward, and does that path still include four teams?
I'm not sure they can fix it. They certainly can't fix it in the short term. I don't know how they can. They're also looking at an exodus of players who are going to France, for instance. The French players cannot play for Wales. And I think that's a mistake, because Wales, it doesn't matter what system they use, they've got to get back on some kind of winning pathway. But I don't know what the answer is. I don't think reducing it from 4 to 2 is any good, because you have to have an identity. We might be talking about Ireland later on in the program, where identity is important.
All right. And John, you, your favorite team, you had a question for George about one of the Irish provinces.
No, I'm going to change my question. What I have a question about is, George, look, we're looking at futures to win the championship in the URC, my favorite league in all the world. Leinster is a massive favorite for being this far out from the championship, from the playoffs. They're minus 190. That is almost unheard of to be that big of a favorite. Next is Munster at plus 600. For those that are watching the show, that means you bet $190 to win 100 for Leinster. You bet 100 to win plus 600 on Munster. But then you go plus 700 and plus 900 when you go Bulls and Stormers. So is this whole URC, is it down basically between a couple teams in Ireland, a couple teams in South Africa, and is Leinster really that much better than the rest of the league?
The answer to your first question is yes. All right? Like, South Africa have won the World Cup now more times than anybody else, and they're the current holders. So again, go back to this constituent parts thing. You'd assume the constituent parts to be very good too, and they are. Okay, that's point one. The constituent parts in South Africa are good. The Irish thing is it's not quite the kind of picture, the rosy picture that I might have painted 12 months ago. Yes, you've got Leinster way out there. Munster are going, they're like, they've beaten all the bad teams, but they've still got a difficult run in. So I wouldn't be certain. But then Ulster and Connacht, like, are just a disaster area at this point. So the Leinster thing is, because it's the biggest province, it's got the most rugby-playing schools, it's got the most players, and then you add to that, it has a succession of really good coaches, and good players have gravitated to Leinster. You look at somebody like Robbie Henshaw, who's as Connacht as Paddy's pig. His uncle played tight head for me when I was coach to Connacht. Henshaw should be in the centre for Connacht, you know? But he's gone to pastures new.
And is Connacht, are they just, is that the problem that you identify with them, is that the best players are going somewhere else because of the culture there? Because they just got boat raced by a Southern Hemisphere team.
Connacht has the least number of rugby-playing clubs, the least number of rugby-playing schools, the least number of rugby players. So by definition, in the old amateur era, it was the weakest team, right? But when the provinces, and remember, they are no longer the provinces. They are now, and they describe themselves as clubs. So therefore, the Connacht club, I don't know how many fellas could find their way around Galway, you know, because what they do is they, so in the professional era, these clubs, formerly provinces, sign foreigners. They don't have a good squad now.
But, George, we've watched this team from the beginning of this season in the URC and even in the European Cup. And on any given moment, Connacht can beat anybody. And then at the next moment, like John said, they're getting pummeled at home by the Lions out of South Africa. And the Lions are a much better team than all of us thought they were to begin with. But when you have fans that are now watching these teams and trying to figure things out, especially an American fan, is like, what's going on here? So is it an IRFU thing where they say, okay, we're not worried about Connacht winning, or you know, on any given day they can, because we're allowing players to play? What's the plan there?
there is an IRFU element, and it is this. Remember, the IRFU own the players. Unlike France or Wales or England, where the clubs own the players, the IRFU owns the players. So they turn around and they say to the best players, and you know, you got to rest this guy this week. We don't want him to play this week. So the clubs like Leinster, who have great depth, they can carry that. Connacht can't. If Connacht lose Bundiaki, you know, they're losing a huge amount from the team.
Yeah.
So I'm not panicking about Connacht, you know. I mean, it took them 100 years to get a foreign coach, and that was me in 1990. Prior to that, every coach of Connacht was a Connacht man.
Yeah.
And the player. Same. The professional era has changed that. I mean, they just have to sign players, but they have the money because it's the IRFU's money. And the IRFU is not going to let them go down in the way that Wales have abandoned their clubs.
All right. On that note, we are out of time for this segment. Thank you to Mr. George Hook once again. Thank you, George.
George Hook was there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeehaw.
You need your cleats? You need them tomorrow? If you order today by 3 p.m. New York time or noon L.A. time, they can have them to you tomorrow. Young, old, male, female, if you're playing on turf, if you're playing on grass, if you're playing in the rain, you're playing in the heat, they've got you covered. RugbyNow.com. Go there now. And we're back, and Gift A. Bailu, King Gift A. Bailu, has in fact joined us again. Gift, how was that massage that you had?
It's good to be relaxed. All right, this is pure care. Self-care is health care.
Bam!
I guess
only a king gets a massage in the middle of a show. That's bad. It's a bad man.
I'm a little bit apoplectic about it.
Oh, no, looks, that's the king.
He looks refreshed, so I guess that's all king. That's important. Yeah, royalty. Bam. So let's get back to business, right? Let's go to the MLR and make some picks. There's only four matches this weekend. John, who do you like first?
Dallas, to me, is a very good team, and they're going to get it together. So is Chicago and Miami. Really good teams having a lot of issues gelling right now at the beginning of the season. That being said, I think Houston rolls into Dallas, and I think Dallas plays much better than they did last week. I think that first 2 weeks ago when they won the score 68 points, I think emotional letdown this week. They're going to play hard this week, but Houston wins this game.
What you got is a continuity issue, too. You know, like you guys got to get familiar with playing with each other. Continuity. Like, Free Jacks have continuity. They're plug and play, but all those guys know each other well. Gift.
You know, you have the Anthem going up against Old Glory. This is a game that Old Glory absolutely needs. Unfortunately, the Anthem are the punching bags of the league this year. We're going to get experience, but Old Glory needs a real win. They're not going to get the one that makes us feel confident about them, but they're going to get a little bit of a tweaker. At minus 16, I think this is absolutely going to be a blowout game on the road.
I like Seattle going into Chicago because Seattle had six guys off that roster. They had that roaring comeback where they almost knocked off Houston. 23-8 at halftime in favor of Houston, who are a very, very good team. And then Seattle comes roaring back, 42-40 final. What a second half that was. And maybe
you're
a precursor.
Just suck it up to Adrian Belfort because you shared it.
I like going to the farm. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's nice. You go to the farm, brought the wife, the dog. I can be bought. I don't know how clear I can make that.
Hey, Chicago had two tries they should have got. They kind of got lost where he was, trying to make two offloads. I think this game could be pretty close. I do believe Seattle's a better team, but Chicago's a good, solid team. And obviously, you're going to pick Seattle the rest of the year.
Well, Seattle's getting two of their big international offseason signings back that haven't played yet. And they're going to make a big impact.
Did you learn that on the farm?
They signed Andrew Duratalo to play the last 20 minutes. They signed him Friday morning. He's an unbelievable athlete, USA 7s and 15s. He was riding his bicycle. And he came in and he played in 20 minutes of great rugby. They're good now, but when they get their players, they're going to be even better. Let's move on to the URC. John, who do you like in the URC?
I like two teams. both Italian teams. Benetton did look terrible last week. I'm not sure what happened to them. They looked so good. They've lost three straight. Benetton at home, I think they correct their issues. Zebre going into the Dragons, the Kintetsu liners in the Dragons uniforms. I think Zebre, they're getting 6.5 points right now. Give me Zebre to win the game.
I'm with you. I don't understand how in the world Dragons are favored by 6.5 points over Zebre.
So the line is going to be like plus 180, plus 200. Last week, and you helped me with this, Matt, I took L.A. at plus 148. So you bet $100, you win 148 is what you get. I took them to win. So I would take Zebre to win.
Do you want to Venmo me?
Take the points if you want to be safe, but take them to win.
A gift.
Man, we're looking at the Bulls going up to Leinster. Like, I think, obviously, what the Lions did to Connacht shows you that, number one, the advantage that Europe has had of the winter, freezy, frosty hellscape all this last year is over. And now the Bulls are back in normal weather again. And the Bulls are about to blow this 12.5-point lead that Leinster has on them.
They're going into Dublin, predicted. Gift.
Dublin's worse than England in terms of weather. In terms of what?
I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to go with Stormers versus Ulster. I think Ulster is going to come back and make this one a close match. I like Ulster with the points, but Stormers to win. And I know that's saying a lot, but it'll be the second week that Ulster has to adapt to South Africa. They'll have that travel thing solved. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, U.S. fans, you can tune into every match live on Flow Rugby. How do we know that? Because we're on there all the time. From New York City comes America's longest running and most popular rugby show. The biggest names in Major League Rugby, MLR highlights, and big match previews. Rugby Wrap-Up presents MLR Weekly, made in New York City. And now for our TRO-TMO non-try of the week.
Early try, and they sweep it out wide to Andrew Smith. Comes back inside, Jinking. Nobody can lay a glove on him. He's still going. Andrew Smith all the way. Oh, goodness me. That's a magnificent try. All his own work from Andrew Smith.
Yes, please. Time's off, TMO. Okay.
It's put into a scrum.
No try.
5 minutes. That's the right call, but it's horse manure, sir. And we're back. John, let's go to the Premiership. Who do you like?
Saracens is a different team right now. And I think going into Northampton, Northampton's a solid side. Give me Saris to continue winning.
Gift?
Man, look at the Leinster Tigers going up against Newton Falcons. It is about to be an absolute demolishment of the game. Look at the Tigers to absolutely blow past their spread, completely shut out this Falcons team. Not even worth a talk or a conversation.
And I don't like this, the Gloucester Cherry and Whites being favored by 2.5 over Bristol. I'm taking Bristol as the dogs getting the points. Super Rugby, John.
Bad Luck Slaprock. That is the name of Matt McCarthy. And he has been rooting for the Crusaders, and every week he does, they lose. He went to Adrian Belfort's ranch this past week, and Seattle lost their first game. You see a little trend here?
Bam.
Pick against Matt. Pick against the Crusaders. Chiefs win.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Seattle game was played on Friday night. I didn't go to Balfour's farm until Saturday. So that's
how bad the energy was. Early.
Post hoc, ergo prop.
For that, he was like the voice of New York, and they lost their team.
That is true. And interestingly enough, Balfour gave me a job on the farm to make some money. Gift.
Oh, look, man, Fiji and Drew will get another chance at home. I don't see them blowing this one. Western Force is about to feel the force of that Fijian Drew life. Look for the Fijian Drew to not only get the win, but again, blow past that spread that's provided.
All right, I don't get why the Brumbies are the underdog versus the Reds. Brumbies getting 3.5 points. I'm taking the Brumbies. Let's change codes down under. Let's go to Australia for the NRL. John.
I'm taking the Manly Sea Eagles to win over the Dragons.
Wow, this is
tattoo liners and dragons uniform.
Okay, all right. I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing. Gift.
Look for the Panthers to continue their reign of terror as they go and they take out the Roosters, breaking past the spread, getting the win. Panthers all day.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Warriors in New Zealand versus the Knights. Warriors -5.5. Top 14. And make that note on the top 14, guys. Home teams in the top 14 were 5-2, but they were 1-6 versus the spread, John.
That's a great fact to have because it shows that the books are overvaluing the home field advantage. The teams are winning. They're not covering, though. And that is a real inefficiency with the sports books that you can take advantage of.
So who do you like this week in the top 14?
I like somebody to actually cover. I like Toulouse to cover against Powell. The reason I like Powell, because that's what I want to do to you, like the old Batman commercial. Powell! 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 Oh,
nice. That is not nice. Gift.
No, it's not.
I think what your stats are going to show is going to happen again. Roster 92 has played teams close. Even though they're at home, they're going to win in Paris. But go with Clermont to beat the spread. Rossing to make the win.
So I'm going to go with Montpellier -7.5 versus Stade Francais. And I know I'm going to regret it because it's the French. But now we're out of time. We got our pick of the week, and then we're out of here, unfortunately. John, what's your pick of the week?
Edinburgh, I don't know what happened last week. I don't know if travel got to them. They did not look like the team that's been playing most of the year in the URC. I don't know if that continues this week. I think it probably does. I think what's more important is the Sharks are playing well, like people thought they could play all year. At least they played that way last week. I think that continues. Take the Sharks at home over Edinburgh.
Gift.
Look, Crusaders and Chiefs are going up against each other. Obviously, two of the traditionally top New Zealand teams. I'm looking at a 45-point combined points for this game. I'm looking at it to actually go under in this. I believe the Chiefs are absolutely going to destroy the Crusaders, but I don't think that it's going to be more than 45 points combined between the two.
The rest of this season, whomever is playing the anthem, I'm going over on 50 points because the opposition is going to score a lot of points, and the anthem shows a lot of grit, and they come back in the second half and score a lot of points, so it's always going to be a track meet with a game with the anthem involved. I think Old Glory and the anthem go well over 50 points. And on that note, we're out of time. I want to thank John Bradshaw, Layfield, the WWE Hall of Famer, turned rugby advocate and scratch golfer, King Gift A. Bailu, the inventor of words, Irish legend George Hooker. Thank you for tuning in. Please check out our other shows, including MLR Weekly and the College Rugby Wrap-Up. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube, sign up for our weekly newsletter, and please join our American Red Cross blood donor team.
Can we go to bed? Anything else you want to sell?
How much can we get for that golf flag?
A punch in your nose. How about that?
You lost that one by a whisker. Yeah, you won, but that was a close shave.